Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How dare you, numbnuts? Did you just raspberry the great Darlene Love?
Is this your song?
Yeah, that's my song.
You are the biggest fraud in the city of Boston.
Did you just raspberry the great Darlene Love?
What did you say about my song from Nat King Cole?
I said it was like low energy.
And
from
old.
The 50s.
Well, Darlene Love, yep. I haven't met a Darlene in my life, was released in 1963.
It's a classic, bud.
3 years after Nat King Cole's.
It's a classic.
So is Nat King Cole's.
By the way, I believe Darlene Love is in town, probably listening to the show right now, playing at the Cabot in Beverly this evening, Curtis. If you'd like to go, I could go. I mean, there is a football game on.
Sadly, I've got a diaper to change, but maybe next time.
Well, there'll be plenty of diapers to change at the Darlene Love show.
You're right about that. Yeah.
All right. A-plus wigs.
It's like his other show he just went to. What was the guy he just went to?
Van Morrison.
I think he went to go see Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay.
Bunch of grandparents at their grandkids'
I love
recital.
The cello.
So I have the sad duty at some point this morning of delivering an audio eulogy based on the passing yesterday of rock royalty. Yeah. Are you going to mock and ridicule that?
No, because band? Well, you sure enough didn't give no royalty love to the passing of an extreme vocalist who passed away over the weekend, yet you're giving this one. Should be a double eulogy.
What are you talking about? Irene Cara?
Yes, Irene Cara.
Wiggy was calling for one all day yesterday.
All right, and now we got to get, listen.
It's difficult to do an audio eulogy. No disrespect to Irene Cara, but she has one song.
I mean, no, she has a couple.
Flashdance was her only hit. No disrespect.
Whoa. What about Fame?
Fame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess Fame. Yeah, that's true.
She was great in DC Cab. I had a crush on her.
Oh, you did? You had a crush?
In DC Cab.
DC Cab's a pretty good movie,
Oh, man,
actually.
Love DC Cab.
Courtney has no idea.
No.
I started tuning you guys out 5 minutes ago.
Never heard of it.
Curtis
has Mr.
No
T's in it.
All right.
I pity the fool.
Yes.
we do need to, at some point, I demand an audio eulogy based on the passing of Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac. So we'll do that at some point, Shine. Probably 9 o'clock hour.
Sounds good.
Still to come, they said it at 7:20, and we will discuss the whispers that there is an issue in the Patriots locker room. Yes, what?
And I'm trying to find. I swear to God, there was audio of Josh Allen talking about Matthew Judon, and I want to play it, and I can't find it anywhere. So
yeah, I don't think he said he was scared of Matthew Judon.
I wasn't quoting him. I can't even find the audio. I'm just saying that
I have one cut from Mr. Josh Allen, and it has nothing to do with Matthew Judon.
But there's more.
They probably think that, all right, we need to know where Matthew Judon is.
Yeah, they were
is.
Talking about him in particular. Yeah. So I'm looking for that. I've seen your tweets.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mike Milbury will be on at 8:20 this morning on a Bruins Thursday. And I have Bruins tickets to give away at 9. So make sure you're listening at 9 to win Bruins tickets. And right now, let's get to this.
We have your attention, please.
Emergency Top 5 is brought to you by Find Mass Money. Visit findmassmoney.com and see if there's money waiting for you. Number 5.
All right, emergency top 5 when it comes to what Wiggy must see tonight from his beloved New England Patriots. What is number 5?
All right, number 5 is the O-line protection. Everybody talked about Mac Jones and how good he looked last week against the Minnesota Vikings, and large part of that was because of the protection that he had up front. So O-line pass protection is going to be key.
So you are acknowledging then that some of Mac's struggles earlier in the season can be put on the fact that the offensive line was not giving him the time and the protection that he needed. Okay,
yeah, I mean,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Number four,
their ability to run the football. The last time they beat the Buffalo Bills, now granted, it was an absolute hurricane out there, but they ran the football and they ran it well and they ran it successfully. So can they run the football again successfully? Because not only what that does is allow them to kind of control the clock and be able to play at the pace they want to play, but it does keep Josh Allen off the football field.
Okay. Number three.
What does Mac Jones look like? Courtney, you brought this up, and I believe you made a good point about it. Is do we see maybe not the same type of statistics for Mac Jones that we saw against the Minnesota Vikings, but do we see the same type of confidence for Mac Jones in the pocket against the Buffalo Bills? Or do we see what we've kind of seen all year from Mac Jones? Is it who are we going to see tonight? And I think it's going to be big for him, especially tonight, dueling with, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in Josh Allen.
But don't you think that last week, at least on that side of the ball, they may have figured it out at this point? Like, when it comes to Patricia and Mac Jones in the offense, don't you think that they clicked?
They didn't score in the fourth quarter. They went punt, and lost the game.
Yeah, I mean, they clicked. But that's just one game. And Curtis is right. They at the end they kind of didn't click, and then they couldn't click in the red zone. The Patriots defense gave them an interception. They brought it back to the 20-yard line or something like that, and they weren't able to capitalize. So they did click at times. The passing game looked much better. But can they do that again week in and week out? That's gonna be the key.
Number two.
What does this defense do look like shutting down or at least trying to shut down Steph Diggs and the wide receiver core? You cannot have another game where you allow the other team's best wide receiver to go out there and, you know, have nine catches for 135, 140 yards, whatever Justin Jefferson have had. What does the secondary look like against a good wide receiving core?
Number one.
And number one, I think this is the most important thing, is how do you contain Josh Allen through your pass rush, not allowing him to make big plays with his legs, the design runs, the broken plays? What are you able to do to make sure Josh Allen, and Devin McCourty said it, keep him one-dimensional? Now, granted, he could throw from inside the pocket, but you'd rather keep him in there than allow him to be able to do both and making plays with his legs.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Emergency top five things Wiggy must see tonight for a victory. Thankfully, we don't have to watch Amazon tonight, right? They haven't changed that, Curtis, on me, right? It's Fox 25 all the way tonight.
You can rabbit ear it up.
Thank God.
Yes.
Right. Coming up, we will get to They Said It at 7:20, and then the news with Courtney at 7:30. There is some extraordinary audio from a Florida sheriff in the news today, and it's not Grady Judd, but somebody giving Grady Judd a run for his money. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up at 7:30 with Courtney. And speaking of Courtney, here is what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Apex Entertainment. The Celtics put on a show last night, 134-121, your final over Miami, ending the Heat's three-game win streak. Jason Tatum went off for 49 points and 11 rebounds. The MVP chants were loud and proud. Did you do you go in on those, Greg? You were there last night. Are you MVP?
Yeah, of course I do. I gave the royal family a gigantic raspberry when they were introduced. Mm. And there were, when the royal family was on the Jumbotron, there were a lot of USA chants, which were fantastic last night.
I have a question. I know that Tatum deserves the MVP. Is there a chance that the chance meant most vapid prince?
It's possible. Very possible. It also could, maybe MVP stands for Marconi very pleased, Curtis. Oh. Maybe that's what it was.
It is my hope that Prince William gave you a hearty congratulations for that victory. And congratulations, that was awesome.
A cheerio, if you will.
Cheerio.
Well done, chap.
Do you think the royal family paid for those tickets, or how does that work?
No, those were a gift.
Okay, all right.
It's a gift, Todd.
And will the two of them, the prince and the princess of Wales, will they be in Robert Kraft's suite tonight at the Patriots game?
I would say that's a proper tea.
You think so? You think it is?
That's a long way for a motorcade, though.
I believe it would be helicopter. Her Majesty's helicopter will take them in and out of Gillette if they are going to go to the game.
You know what? I think Robert Kraft is a Boston guy. I say no.
You say no?
No. Yeah. I think he's got friends and family in this.
No way. He's definitely got them.
What do you think they're going to do? They're going to drive out there and park in P5 and then... And then tailgate.
Is there any rooms left at the End Zone Motel?
And then they're going to get stuck in traffic on the way back. Like
Will's got a nice Airstream.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Prince William's listening to Fitzy scream on his ride home.
I mean, they shut down the entire garden last night for the people who represent the family that we drove out of here a couple hundred years. So I highly doubt they're going to go to the Patriots game in the way a normal fan goes. But all right. Yeah, great win. I mean, listen, that Heat team... without a couple stars, by the way, was in that game the whole entire and those are games that the Celtics are winning this season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Heat team is struggling this year. They're not one of the teams that you look at it being like, oh man, the expectations you thought they'd be in the mix, but they'll be there at the end of the year. But yeah, the Celtics team, I don't know when they're gonna lose. It just seems like they can't lose, and they just like the Bruins. They are playing well. Nothing's a fluke. So, you know, it's going to be hard to beat them.
Well, and I think Miami fans hoping that they don't go 0-2 in Boston because the Celtics play them again tomorrow night. Miami hoping for Jimmy Butler to return from that knee injury. And it looks like college playoff expansion may be happening sooner than we thought. The Rose Bowl has signed an agreement that will allow the college football playoffs to expand to 12 teams for the 2024 and 2025 seasons, 2 years earlier than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you got one more year of the 2023 season will be the last year of the 4B playoff teams, and then it'll expand to 12, which they need to do.
Yeah. And Thursday Night Football is here. The Pats and Bills face off tonight at 8:15 in Foxborough. Ken sending me a message. Merlone, Fourier, and Mego will be at Helix Esports at Patriot Place 2-6. And the Six Rings podcast will be on after the game. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much. It is currently, my weather forecast can load from this morning, 34 degrees outside and sunny. It's going to be windy tonight at Gillette Stadium. Bring an extra scarf or two. It's going to impact the early game, not so much late in the game, but enjoy the night. Lows in the 30s.
And also, you can celebrate with friends, family, and coworkers at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed by 30 luxury bowling lanes, chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving signature cocktails, making it a perfect destination for events. Come to Marlboro for a visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
All right, something going on in the Patriots locker room. One alleged insider says yes, we'll get to that, and the rest of They Said It next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.